to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show here. It is Monday, March 26, 2012, the start of a brand new week here. And we're having to clear up some technical issues for the people who are over trying to use the chat room at whatreallyhappened.com. I just now realized it's not working. We are still dealing with issues from our last hack attack and our last hard drive crash and the rest of it. So we're trying to get this fixed, and we've hired a consultant to sort out some of these problems. But at the moment, I'm sorry, chat room, it's not working, and I can't figure out why it's not working. But, you know, we'll just have to go and do the best that we can while we sort these out. All righty, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan the man is in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble here. And we have joining us today as our on-air guest, Ken O'Keefe, who is, you know, very well-known individual. He's a former resident of Hawaii. A lot of cool people live here in Hawaii. And it was on the Mavi Marama, the aid ship that was attacked by Israel last May. A lot of stuff to tell us about that. So, Ken, welcome to the show, and thank you for spending time with us this morning.
It's my pleasure to be here, brother. Nothing but love and respect to you and all the good things you're doing, the truth-telling you're doing, vital. The most important thing that a person can probably do in this day and age is tell the truth, and you're doing one hell of a job.
Well, thank you very much. And if we're all out there speaking about what we feel and what we are concerned about, it'll give everybody else around us the courage to speak out. And that is how a public popular consensus will form in the face of continued government efforts to divide us against each other with obviously this Trayvon shooting down in Florida is being used to set the whites against the blacks so that we fight amongst ourselves and forget that the real enemy of the American people is Wall Street's criminality and Washington, D.C.'s corruption. This is classic divide and conquer. They did the same thing back during the protests against the Vietnam War. Now they're trying to do it again here. Anyway, so, Ken, I was doing a little bit of web searching around, and I saw all these really terrible things said about you by various people in Israel, that you're a terrorist commando and all these other amazing things, and I'm very jealous of this stuff. But, you know, if you're catching flack like that, you're obviously over the target. And so would you just give our listeners a brief rundown on your activism and your adventures on the high seas last May?
Well, you know, most of the viewers probably are aware of the fact that the Mavi Marmara was attacked by the Israelis on its way to carry out a humanitarian aid mission. And, you know, I have to say, I actually did not think that the Israelis would do that. Keep in mind that I had traveled to Gaza on the first mission by sea to Gaza in over 41 years on the first Free Gaza mission. And the Israelis said basically all the same things about us on that mission, which was back in 2008, August of 2008. And at the end of the day, you know, they did not do what they did with the Mavi Marmara. We got through. And I have different perspectives now as to why we managed to get through at that point and we didn't on the Mavi Marmara. But at the end of the day, I didn't think that the Israelis would be as stupid as they were. And regardless of the fact that we didn't actually arrive in Gaza, I don't think anything did more for the cause of Palestine in terms of raising awareness and exposing the criminality of Israel more than what happened on that particular day. And this is kind of the reality of the world that we live in. We you know, we're facing an incredibly powerful, evil, tyrannical force. We cannot stop them from doing what they're capable of doing. I mean, at the end of the day, they can launch nukes. I mean, we are sitting on the verge of World War III, which I know very well you've been talking about. And as much as we might want to live in la-la land and bury our heads in the sand like the proverbial ostrich, we're flirting with our own self-destruction. But even I didn't think the Israelis were going to do what they did. And
okay, we got to take a break here. We got to take a break here. Hold that thought. We're going to pick up right from this point when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're joined on the air with Ken O'Keefe. And Ken, you are basically just starting to get into the political situation underlying the blockade of Gaza and why Israel is continuing to object to food and medical care. And now they're trying to block off the Palestinians' tax revenues from going in there. As of this morning, Israel severed their relations with the United Nations Human Rights Council over the United Nations questioning regarding the illegal settlements in the West Bank. So the situation seems to be either escalating or deteriorating, depending upon your point of view. But if you could kind of pick up where you left off when we went to break.
At the end of the day, the bottom line is this. I mean, if you don't know what Israel, the state of Israel, the Jewish state of Israel is all about, then you're clearly blind. This situation in Gaza is deteriorated over the course of, you know, decades, but in the last 5 years, they've been dealing with a blockade, which is a blatant form of collective punishment. People should keep in mind that Gaza, which is one of the most heavily populated areas in the world, is populated by a population with over 50% children. So there's approximately 850,000 children in Gaza. And every day they have drones flying overhead, they have F-16s flying overhead, they have helicopter gunships flying overhead. And I'd entertain people to ponder the reality of when they hear a plane flying overhead or a helicopter flying overhead, does it instill any kind of fear or any kind of trauma? It assuredly doesn't if you come from the West. But when you live in Gaza, especially if you're a child who has experienced the kind of bombardment that they've experienced in Gaza, this is a form of terrorism. And this is the kind of thing that happens on a daily basis, literally, in a place like Gaza. Never mind the kind of terrorism that's occurring in the West Bank every day as well. And this is just the reality. But, you know, I'll tell you what, Michael, the thing for me at this point is I'm really quite sick and tired of blaming Israel. We know what Israel is. We know what they do. And to pretend as if we don't know this is to act as if we're complete idiots and fools. We do know what they do. And the bottom line is that our governments, the U.S. government in particular, my birth nation, and the European governments as well, they all support this. And if we believe that we live in so-called democracies, we have to accept responsibility. And this is the main point that I think we must comprehend if we are really serious about affecting a better world. And that is that if we are continuously content to shift the blame to someone else, whether it's Republican or Democrat, Tory, Labor, this government, this nation, that nation, as long as we're continuously satisfied to blame someone else, shift the blame away from ourselves, then nothing will change. Only when we take responsibility for the actions of our so-called representatives will anything change. And as of right now, we have not done that. And that means, in my opinion, that it is shame upon all of us. I consider myself, and I consider everyone who sits in these so-called democracies who has not done nearly enough to confront these tyrannical systems, I consider all of us guilty more than the actual tyrants themselves.
Well, I think we would differ in a question of degree, but not in terms of the fundamental truth of what you're saying. Ultimately, when you go back to the Constitution of the United States of America, up there at the very top, those three words written extra large, we the people, it's our country, it's our contract, and ultimately it is up to us to hold the government to the letter of the law under which we allow them to rule over us. There is no question that Israel's government is following a very, very dangerous expansionist policy. It is equally true that a great many of the people living in Israel don't agree or support what their government is doing, just as there are a great number of people in the United States of America and Europe and Canada who don't support this push toward this new world war. Ultimately, I think more and more Americans are standing up and saying we don't want to go along with this Israel-centric policy any longer. In fact, Israel seems to be almost befuddled by the realization that the American people are not as easy to talk into a war in Iran as they had earlier presumed we were going to be, and now they're kind of thrashing around trying to find some traction as the American people work to try and get the Israel firsters out of our own government. We're now confronted with the reality of massive epidemic vote fraud, which means we have lost control of our government. At the same time, Israel's agents in place, AIPAC, are buying control of the American government. I remember when I was a kid in grade school, we were always warned about communist subversives, communists infiltrating the government and taking us over for the benefit of the Soviet Union. And it turns out we were looking in the wrong direction. There are subversives, but they're not working for the Soviet Union. They're, in fact, working for Israel. And it's the, you know, AIPAC is out there with all the money and influence that they've got. We know that they will support candidates who are going to be pro-Israel. They will go out of their way to destroy candidates who are pro-America, like Cynthia McKinney, who are asking these very real questions of why our money and our children are being sacrificed for Israel's expansionist policies. And we need to regain control of our government, or we basically need to get a new government, one of the two.
Well, I'll grant you that. There's no question at all that the consciousness of humanity is rising at a pace never before experienced in human existence. There's no question of that. And I'm not denying the fact that there are many good people out there, in fact, ever-increasing numbers. Again, there is no question of that. But at the end of the day, Michael, I think you'll have to agree with me that we are the masses. We have far more people than those corrupt prostitutes who pose as politicians within all of these so-called democracies. And at the end of the day, the only reason why they can get away with what they do is because we're allowing that to happen. Now, when you think about people who live in Iraq or Palestine or other occupied lands, they are putting their lives on the line every day. This isn't about, oh, I might lose my job if I say the wrong thing, or, oh, you know, I might find that people are going to criticize me for saying this if I say it. It's not like that. They're literally putting their lives on the line. And I ask you, what are we doing? Are we literally putting our lives on the line? Some of us, very, very few of us. And we're not willing to pay that price. Why? Because we don't really look at the people in Palestine, the people of Iraq, as our brothers and sisters. Because if we did, we could not do anything other than put our lives on the line in defense of our brothers and sisters. And until we look at the world that way and are willing to pay the same kind of price for these people who live in these distant lands that we would for our own brother or sister or our own son or daughter, until we're willing to take responsibility for their fate and actually do everything that we're capable of doing, we are, whether we like it or not, complicit. And I don't say this to be antagonistic. I say this because I think any fair assessment of the reality of this world is we have the power, and yet we have relinquished that power, whether it's based on fear, ignorance, whatever it is. We've relinquished that power, and therefore these actions are being carried out. And if we didn't allow it, it could not happen. That's the bottom line.
Well, I agree with you, and I think an issue that people need to be aware of, if we allow this kind of dehumanization and isolation of the Palestinians, you know, by this Jewish state, sooner or later, it's going to start happening here. We're going to see the wall start going up here. We're already seeing the deliberate focused targeting of Muslims by New York Police Department's espionage and profiling efforts, and yet it was Israelis, Mossad agents, who were arrested at the World Trade Center on 9/11. And so we're already beginning to see what I call the Zionification of the United States of America. And so this is not a problem that's occurring on the other side of the world. Sooner or later, if we allow Israel to treat non-Jews the way they are in the Middle East, sooner or later, it's going to start happening here. We already see how the preponderance of the so-called security funding post 9/11 overwhelmingly goes to synagogues and Jewish institutions to the exclusion of everybody else. There's already a bias and a favoritism toward this one special group showing up in the legislation of the United States of America.
I'm really happy you say that, because you're helping me come back to the same point. And that is that ultimately, when we can start to consider the hardships that we're ever increasingly feel, especially in the West now with this so-called financial crisis, which is nothing more than a manufactured event to manipulate us all the more, nothing more than a continuation of the same kind of manipulations that have been happening throughout history, I'm actually really very happy for the financial crisis. I am very much looking forward to times getting so hard that people cannot ignore what other people are experiencing and have been experiencing in the so-called third world for how long? How long? They've been dealing with this kind of stuff for not only decades, we're talking centuries. And you know what happens when people get to a point where life becomes so difficult that they have no way to live their life in dignity? They actually stand up and are willing to put their lives on the line. And the only reason why we don't put our lives on the line generally is one of two factors. One, we're too ignorant to realize that our own existence, our own life with liberty and dignity is threatened. Or two, we're too afraid. And those two factors are what explains why we have not done what we've done. Many of us are ignorant. Many of us are afraid. Only a small minority are willing to face the fact that we do have a human family, that many members within our human family are dealing with things that we would not tolerate for one day for ourselves or for our direct family. But we allow these things to continue for others because we still don't quite see them as our brothers and sisters. We don't do what we're capable of doing. When we decide to take full responsibility for the actions of our so-called representatives, we will solve our problems and we will have a better world. But until such time, we will find the capacity to blame others, to shift the blame, and until that time, we will not solve our problems. So, I don't marginalize or underestimate the power of the raising consciousness of humanity. It is a beautiful thing. What I see in the Arab world with the Arab uprisings, as much as people want to say it's all CIA instigated and all this kind of stuff, something
magnificent.
Hey, we got
to take a break. Yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off because you're doing so well, but we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with Ken O'Keefe. Please stay tuned.
Berkey Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Ken O'Keefe. And Ken, you mentioned two reasons that are preventing Americans from standing up and basically correcting many of the ills they see before them. And we're beginning to see that process with the Occupy movement and so forth. But I think there's a third reason, and it has a lot to do with our media culture and our religious culture, where we're taught from childhood to sit and do nothing and wait for some savior or caped crusader or the Lone Ranger or the cavalry to ride across the hills and fix the problems for us. We're taught to sit and do nothing and allow the police to come in and arrest the evil people. And then we find out the police are working for the evil people all along. And so I know there are a lot of people who are listening to the show and read the websites who are looking to people like you to basically lead the way to fixing the problems. But ultimately, it all does come down to the individual citizens finally saying, if I'm going to live in a better world, I have to make it happen myself here and now. I can't wait for somebody else to do it for me on the commercial break, because it's just not going to happen. And I think that's actually a very subtle part of the brainwashing that we get through our media, that it doesn't matter how bad things are getting, just sit quietly and sooner or later some hero will arrive to fix it. And of course, the hero never arrives, and the evils continue, and the people who profit from the evil just go on laughing at us.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. I mean, again, it really falls back on the same argument. You know, we have to take responsibility for the world that we live in. And if there is any one most important priority in human existence, as far as I can tell, it is, especially as a parent, to hand this world over in a better state than we found it. And unfortunately, my generation, my parents, and you know, our generations before us have failed to really take stock of what was happening and prevent this tyranny that we see that is so prevalent in the world today from existing. And only because of our failure does it exist. If we, as human beings, people who have some semblance of sanity and realize that, of course, we all share this planet, regardless of these ridiculous lines that we've drawn all over the planet, always inherently divisive, you know, whether you're an American or whether you're a British citizen or whether you're Iraqi or Palestinian, whatever. At the end of the day, we are all members of one human family. And this is one of the great ironies is that, you know, as you speak more truthfully and more forcefully, as I have been blessed to be able to do, you will be branded anti-Semite and you'll be branded as a racist. You'll be branded as all sorts of things. But at the end of the day, the real reason why we speak the truth is because we have some semblance of sanity and we can see where this is going. We cannot sustain this type of behavior. We cannot sustain this kind of complicity. We cannot sustain this level of ignorance. And until we take stock of the world and face it square on, look ourselves in the mirror and take responsibility for our own actions, this world will continue to plunder down this path, which is ultimately leading to the same place, which I know you have spoken so eloquently about, this full-scale Third World War, because we are in a world war right now. We have war in Afghanistan. We have war in Pakistan. We have war in Syria. We've had a war in Libya. We have war in Palestine. That's a world war. Now, whether or not we're going to take it to a full-scale Third World War remains to be seen. But if we do, I subscribe to Albert Einstein's line of thinking. You know, I know not what weapons World War III will be fought with, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. I have been to
Winston Churchill? Do you remember Winston Churchill's comment about all World War III is going to do is make the rubble bounce?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I've been to Hiroshima and Nagasaki. One of the great blessings in my life was to be invited there and to meet survivors of both of those atrocious, the two greatest terrorist acts in human history as far as I'm concerned. And what we created in the dropping of those bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki was a literal hell on earth. And I tell you, when I met these people, you know, it's kind of funny. If you know what I look like, I'm fairly heavily tattooed. I've got a couple tattoos on my face. So all those people who have these kind of preconditioned, judgmental kinds of attitudes, when you look at a guy like me, you immediately think, oh, well, he must be a drug dealer or some sort of criminal or whatever. And nobody has tattoos like that unless they're involved in some sort of criminality. And I could see that when I met these elder, and Japan is a kind of conservative society. So when they saw me, they knew they were meeting some sort of human rights activist. And then they got in the room with me and saw me, and I could see their reaction. I'm very attuned to that. But we sat down, and within 5 minutes on both occasions with both groups of survivors that I met, they could realize one very simple thing, and that was that regardless of the fact that I had not experienced what they experienced, I understand the ramifications of having a nuclear war. And in that, mm-hmm. we really connected. And within moments, we were really just laughing and understanding each other and talking about things that were really of merit and importance. And it was such a beautiful thing. And I don't need to go through a Third World War. I don't need to see a nuclear bomb dropping in another city in this world to know that this is absolute insanity. And the fact that we've allowed our governments to actually produce these weapons in mass and so beyond, it's beyond hypocrisy. It's uber hypocrisy that the United
States. Okay, Ken, we got to take another break, and I'm sorry, and I know you're on a roll, but we got to take another break, and we've got a caller waiting on the line to talk to you. So we're going to take a break here for some words from our sponsors, and we will be right back with Ken O'Keefe.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Ken O'Keefe. And Ken, this time we have an 18-minute segment, so we can rock and roll without getting cut off short by a break here. It is important to remember during this particular dangerous time in human history that for all the dire warnings about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, and I used to love how George W. Bush would call them nuclear weapons, even though that's not the correct pronunciation. It was hard to take him seriously on that. Iran's nuclear weapons, Syria's nuclear weapons. There's only one nation that has ever actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction on the civilians of another country, and that is, of course, the United States of America. So there's one more aspect, and then I want to take a phone call here. And that is that if you think about this private central bank model that we have all become enslaved to over the last 100 years, it is a system that by design always creates more debt than it creates money with which to pay that debt. And that means that sooner or later, every government that is enslaved to a private central bank will look upon war and conquest as their only remaining option to try and balance the books, rather than admit they were stupid idiots for getting into the private central bank to begin with. And because of that, it's an interesting fact to note that prior to the invention of the Federal Reserve System, there was no such thing as a world war. Mm-hmm. But as soon as we had private central banking and debt that's growing out of control, you know, relative to the wealth of the nation, invading and conquering other countries to take their wealth becomes the standard method of clearing up the bookkeeping system. And that's where we are right now. The United States got out of the crash of 1907 by getting into World War I. They got out of the crash of 1929 by getting into World War II. Here we are in the depths of the crash of 2007, and the U.S. is trying as hard as they can to start World War III, and they're going to lose this one. We don't have the three M's. We don't have the men, we don't have the money, and we don't have the manufacturing. But to the bankers who are behind all of these wars, they don't care, because they love wars and they don't care who wins it, because both sides go into debt to fight the war and go deeper into debt to rebuild from the war, and they're perfectly happy about that. That's why you have Brown Brothers Harriman in Wall Street financial firm, Brown Brothers Harriman, financing Adolf Hitler's rise to power. They wanted a world war to smash everything and loan people money to build it all back up, and that's exactly what they got. We're going to go to the phones here. We've got Mark in California. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, and thank you for taking my call. My basic question is, given the personal responsibility that we all face in terms of stemming the tide of tyranny in this regard, are there any specific hopes or ideas that your guest has for how to go about doing that? I mean, the nonviolent protest paradigm seems to be pretty well diffused. Obviously, the violent rebellion paradigm will fit right into their security plans. I'm at a loss. I'm ready to act, but I really don't know which way to go, and I think a lot of people need that sort of information.
Well, okay. I think, first off, we don't get from a state of tyranny to a better world in one giant step. It doesn't happen that way. So we have to look at the smaller steps that we can take in order to achieve a better world. And I certainly have ideas as to how we can do that. And I don't want to take up too much time. But one thing that I am doing is I believe that Palestine is the heart of injustice in this world. If we solve the problem of Palestine, then we will solve the problems of our world. The way of Palestine is the way of the world. So I have focused an awful lot of energy on that fact. But the ultimate responsibility, again, does stand with us. And what we can do is this. One, I believe that we must confront the reality of what's happening in Palestine. And we can do simple things, which I have proposed, which is to carry out an action towards Palestine in which we would challenge the blockade of Gaza. And we can do that as the phone is ringing over and over.
I was going to say, it sounds like an old 1950s break for the commercial.
It'll probably ring again. I keep picking it up and hanging up, and hopefully they get the picture and I'll call them back. But nonetheless, I believe that we need to break down that blockade of Gaza, and there's a way we can do that by carrying out a trade mission to Gaza, because the people of Gaza will not be able to live in dignity as long as they have to live on aid. And ultimately, if we do what we're capable of doing, we can challenge the blockade of Gaza by carrying out a trade mission. There's more details about that plan. I'll announce it. If you look up Ken O'Keefe, you'll see some of those things. But there is one thing that I have to say quickly in response to what you have to say, my brother. My God, they're not. Hello? Baby, one sec.
All right, well, while he's talking on the phone here real quick, the situation here is what we're seeing over there in Gaza. The Palestinians are trying to play by the rules. They've gone to the United Nations Human Rights Commission to talk about all the illegal settlements. And remember, Ariel Sharon made this little deal saying that if we would all shut our eyes about the illegal settlements in the occupied territories, they would give Gaza back to the Palestinians. And I predicted at some point they'll find some way to renege on the promise, and they did that with Castled 2. They're getting ready to probably to do it with Castled 3. Netanyahu's talking about a ground action. Meanwhile, Israel is screaming that Palestine's going to the United Nations about the illegal settlements represents political terrorism. There's a new concept for you. And has declared the Human Rights Commission biased against Israel, and has cut off just completely, you know, cut off all relations with the United Nations Human Rights Council. And so basically it's the same situation where we have with Iran, where Iran is playing by the rules. They've signed the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. They allow the IAEA in there. They haven't actually done anything that is cause for concern to anybody. Then you have Israel, which won't sign the NNPT, won't allow inspections, was caught trying to sell a nuclear weapon to South Africa, out there screaming that, you know, Iran is the bad guy and Palestine's the bad guy. And the United States is clearly on the wrong side here. And if we're going to have a world that is governed by the laws of mankind, then mankind has to stand up and make it happen. Kenny, you back with us right now?
I am indeed, yeah. And I hear your phone ringing now as well.
No, that's not my phone. That's somebody else's. I have a button on my phone that says, shut the heck up.
Listen, I would have to spend at least 5 minutes on the subject of trade, not aid. So I know I don't have that time, so I won't do it. But I will refer people to a website, tradenotaid.ps. Go look at that, and you'll see some of what I'm talking about. But let me get to another thing in answer to your brother who just called here. I believe one thing that we could do, and a good friend of mine, a beautiful man named Max Egan, Australian brother who is speaking the truth on a regular basis, he has proposed something. He has a great video on YouTube called Fight the New World Order with a Global Day of Noncompliance. If we, and we do have the capacity, now we can argue as to whether or not we will organize this capacity. That we can argue about, but what we cannot argue about is if we actually carried out the idea itself of a global day of noncompliance, that it would make a massive, massive statement as to who has control. The concept of a global day of noncompliance is that we, for one day, say, we're not going to buy anything. We're not going to pay our taxes that day. We're not going to go to work. We're going to thwart the transport system. We are going to shut down everything. In one day, we could establish who has the real power, because there is no way that a tiny minority of tyrants and all their minions and puppets and prostitutes posing as politicians and journalists, there is no way that they can maintain their control if we don't comply. And if we decided on one day not to comply, we would establish who has the real power. And the fact is, we have the real power. The question is, will we organize, will we mobilize, and will we realize that power and act on that power? That we can argue about, but if we ever do choose to exercise our power, we will establish who is in control. But unfortunately, to this point, we have not done that.
I agree, but there are a lot of people, like Karen Tostado has a monthly day of inaction or national strike. We're trying to basically get to the same situation where Gandhi did in India, which was these national strikes / days of prayer that were the opening salvo and eventually kicking the British out of India. And, you know, we're dealing with the same situation here. We've had to fire one government in this country. Now it's time to fire another. And national strikes are a good way of peacefully sending the message. Unfortunately, we see very clearly the U.S. government getting ready to invoke violence as soon as they can find a reason to justify it. We're seeing, as the spring thaw brings the Occupy movement back into action, we're seeing the police crack ribs now. Tasering people. They're just amazing amounts of brutality. We're trying to get that documented and out on the internet to do. So unfortunately, the problem is when you're dealing with money junkies, who by definition are sociopathic personalities who just don't care who they have to hurt to get more of their money, inevitably we see this kind of violence. I am personally hoping and working toward an outright collapse of the American financial system and the government like we saw in the USSR. That was a relatively blood-free transition from the former dictatorship to the current Russian republics, and I'd like to see the same thing happen here in the United States of America. Now, the phone lines are filling up here a little bit. Did we already let Mark in California go? Okay, so I'd like to switch over to Roger in Indiana. Aloha, Roger. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, I'm really enjoying what Ken has to say. I mean, I could tell this man has done his thinking deeply. I have two questions for you, Ken. One is, do you believe that altogether, bottom line, that this is a spiritual battle?
I do actually, yeah. And this is, you know, this is, it's a bit of a trap really, because a lot of the very, you know, understanding people out there consider themselves to be atheists, and they subscribe to the ideology that, you know, when your physical body dies, that's it, it's over, that's end of story. I do not subscribe to that ideology. However, I also am not religious. I don't subscribe to any one religion. At the same time, I can see virtue in virtually all religions. I absolutely know from my own perspective that we have a spiritual existence. And I also know that there is no such thing as death in terms of how we understand it. When the human body deceases, when the human body is gone, the spirit will go somewhere. Now, we can argue about that. An atheist will say that doesn't exist at all, but I just simply disagree. Yes, I do believe there is a very strong spiritual component, but I also understand that religion is used as a method of control. And within religion, we have a lot of truth. As Jesus said, the truth shall set you free. That is the mantra that I live by very much. I mean, my mantra really is TJP, truth, justice, peace. The first step in affecting a better world is the truth. And that is why the mainstream media is the major tool for the maintenance of the tyranny, because they must perpetuate the illusions and the lies for us to be able to be manipulated into following their bogus bullshit wars and all this crap that we're dealing with.
Okay, gotta watch your language on this radio station.
Oh, excuse me for that. I'm sorry. That's the Marine. Forgive me for that. I hope you don't get fined and whatnot. I
hope not either, but we are actually on the air in a couple of cities here, and we have to be very, very careful about our naughty words.
I apologize for that. Okay. So forgive me for that use of language. But at the end of the day, we must understand that ultimately these systems of propaganda are used to manipulate us, and the truth is the thing that is still not prevalent. Until we understand the truth, we cannot affect the necessary step towards peace. I actually don't have any interest in peace at this moment in time, because peace without justice is peace not worth having. So in order for us to affect justice, and I'm not talking about vengeance, I'm talking about justice, which is every single human being on this planet must be respected as a human being. Their rights as a human being must be regarded as absolutely 100% non-negotiable, and every single human being must be allowed to live their life in dignity. Now, look at the wealth of this world. We have filthy rich people who are running this world. And this brings me to the next question, and please don't stop me on this one, Michael. This is critically important, and this is one of the main points that I shall continue to make as long as I live and breathe on this earth.
We got 4 minutes before the break. Go for it.
I'll make
it
quick.
I do have a second question, though.
Okay.
We'll come to your question after the break. We'll come to your question after the break.
Yes,
Just quickly, when we talk about the debt that exists, which Michael has said this on many levels, and we know this, those of us who have taken a hard look at it, we know what the truth is. The debt that we owe, the fact that we have to have austerity measures and we have to forgive, we have to get rid of some of our social programs and we have to pay higher taxes because we have this debt. This is the one fundamental question that I cannot wait for people to really, really fathom. Who exactly are we in debt to? Who do we owe this money to? And once we actually answer that question, which is not a complex matter to answer, the fact is that what the powers that be are telling us through their minions and their prostitutes in government, the traitors in the U.S. Congress and the executive branch, what they are telling you and me and everyone, every one of us who are working, is that we have not worked hard enough. We have not done enough. We owe someone money. Who do we owe that money to? I'll tell you who we owe that money to. We owe it to the Rothschilds. We owe it to the Warburgs. We owe it to the Oppenheimers. We owe it to the Rockefellers. The filthy rich tyrants who are running this world, that's who we owe the money to. Now, these tyrants could supposedly forgive the debt, but as far as I'm concerned, that's not nearly enough. If they're not hanging from a lamppost, they should consider themselves lucky, because they have been running the greatest scam in the history of this world, and we don't owe them any money. They owe us, humanity. They owe us big time. We don't owe them anything, and their little minions and prostitutes in government are trying to tell us that we have to give more, and we have to sacrifice more. to owe them. When, and I will quote Henry Ford here in parting, Henry Ford said this, and he was dead right. It is well enough that people of the nation do not understand our banking and monetary system. For if they did, I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning. He is exactly right. When people figure it out, they're going to realize just how much they have been defrauded.
It is a fraud. It is a fraud. We've had three of these private... We fought a war. We fought the revolution against Britain to be free of a private central bank that by design transfers the wealth from the people whose labor creates that wealth to the pockets of the bankers who produce nothing in exchange for that wealth other than paper and just posturing in their costumes and jewelry, you know, as an entertainment situation. All right, listen, we're almost on a break here. When we come back, we've got two more phone calls for you, Ken, and then we're going to let you basically tell us about your website where people can come and read more about what you're doing. And we may have to keep you a few minutes into hour number two if you've got the time for us. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what?
America, welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Roger, you had one more question for our guest, Ken O'Keefe.
Yes. Hey, Ken, you're really hitting things. I've been at this for a long time myself, about 35 years just watching. It was brought to my attention when I was very young. But by watching this, I had the second question came off the spiritual battle, and I listened and heard exactly what you said. Yeah, there's a lot of atheists and so forth. But I do believe that they're going to use religion to really bring everybody together into this one world order, and you have the details and all that. The other comment is that the key thing is truth and justice. And I believe that 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the solution. It's in the King James Bible. I've watched this, and I've seen it, and the solutions, we have to start with that foundation. I don't want to get very religious here or anything like that because I know how far it can go. I mean, that's what's going to be used, I believe, to bring everybody together. But I'd like to quote the 2 Chronicles 7:14 and tell me what your comment and if that could be a solution. And it says this, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I believe that's our foundation to our solution in the whole world and our country. Now, I know the devil has diluted God's word. That's the only thing he can do with it, is dilute it with many religions,
okay,
many beliefs.
All right, Roger, Roger, but, Roger, we're almost to the top of the hour. I'm going to have to let you go here and let Ken answer. First of all, my experience and the study of history shows that religion is more often used to divide people and set them one against the other than it has been used to unite them. And if you look at these three contentious religions, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, and you realize they all began with one single religion of Muhammad, and they split apart and they turn on each other, Sunni against Shiite, and so forth and so on, all because of the greed and lust for power of the religious rulers. I don't see religion as being a unifying force. Quite the contrary. I think it's probably one of the more destructive aspects of our human beliefs. Our control room technician, Dan, was telling me, interesting fact, you know, there's only one continent on Earth where there are more scientific institutions than there are churches, and that's Antarctica. So, Ken, what is your actually, we're almost to the end of the top of the hour. Ken, give us your website and where people can go to learn more about you and what you're doing.
Okay, well, tradenotaid.ps is the project that I'm working on right now. But I do really want to address what Roger said. So if I can get back to that with respect to him after this break, I'm happy to stay on just a bit longer.
All right. Well, we're going to keep you a few minutes into the top of the next hour then. So give us that website again that you were talking about,
tradenotaid.ps, as in Palestine. That's the Palestinian domain.
All right, we're going to be putting that up right now so that people at whatreallyhappened.com can find it. And what about your personal website? You have your own website that people need to know about.
Well, it's worldcitizen.uk.net.
All right, we're going to take a break for station identification here, and we'll be back for one more segment with Ken O'Keefe. Stay tuned.